coming up on today's experience. Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs from my daily devotions, become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects played throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they make an excellent transition into our teachings. Well, that's why we do them. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The media, by the way, does an excellent job of brain bleaching. See how that goes? Also, life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because just like you, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Living this life, not always easy running. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. First of all, are we ever hesitant to pray because we get discouraged that we don't get the answer right away? Sometimes the Lord says, hold on, please. Even though he's answering, it's a hold, please. You ever call, you pray, and it's like, yes, no. Or whenever you call a big corporation and they go, thanks for calling, hold, please. That kind of thing. That's what I'm talking about. Do you ever get discouraged when you do that? You can't get discouraged. You got to be persistent. You got to keep going. You got to keep knocking, because it's those that ask and keep asking, those that seek and keep seeking, those that knock and keep knocking. That's right. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. You can reach out to us and talk to us about it. We don't mind. It's not about kvetching. It's about encouraging one another. Hebrews 10:25, encourage one another as we see the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. We're just going to give you that opportunity to call us if you want to. It's 11:34 and 24 seconds in San Diego. It's 1:34 and 25 seconds in Dallas. So whether you're there at K-Bright 1240 or you're here at KAAM 770, you can call us at 972-445-0770. Now, some people say I say that really too fast. So I'm going to do it again. Ready? 972-445-0770. Okay. Or now I'm going to do it a little slower. 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite Dave.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid Dynamite. Dynamite!
Talking to Dynamite D is like talking to a person who has the gift of encouragement.
Gift of encouragement. That's a
gift
blessing.
Of encouragement. This is a, you're a son of a son of Barnabas. There you go.
Son of a son.
Son
like
of a son.
Dave.
There you go. Also, you can text us live during the show. All you got to do is text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Not even close to a professional voice, but here we go.
214-210-8483.
There you go. All right. Also, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. It's just David, D-A-V-I-D, at the A with a little circle thing around it, hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. And there's a lot of things to tell you. I want to make sure. So if you're listening in San Diego, you can use the K-Bright app. Now, listen, I just learned this today. This is how smart I am not. You can use the K-Bright app, and at the bottom of the app, right, where it says live stream, you click on that. That's how you can listen. You don't have to listen just through the radio. You can listen through that app, right? How cool is that? Also, of course, the KAAM app, but you can use the apps. You can do it directly on the website. You can do whatever you want.
except for just say, I'm listening, and then just walk around in your house and think you're going to be listening. Anyhow, what you can do is go to the website if you want to. There's a lot of encouraging material on the website, encouraging words, encouraging articles, encouraging video, encouraging audio. There's also a chance to partner with us in the ministry. Our passage for today, 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability. They gave of their own accord. If you end up giving to this ministry, I'll just make it simple. You're not getting anything from us. Not getting a car, not getting a jet, you're not getting a donut, you're not getting anything. You're getting a receipt at the end of the year to say you gave to a tax-deductible, 100% tax-deductible nonprofit charity. That's what you're going to get. That's it. There we go. All right, so check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
It's lunchtime. No, just kidding.
Bell.
Seven bells, people. There are seven bells. Okay, there's four lights. Anyway, there's seven bells. All right, we're going to get right into it. Please don't forget to pray for Don, who I had a chance to talk to this morning. I love talking to Don. It's just inspiring. It's just he's a great guy, asks questions, he cares about people, which is awesome. He owns the station. Please be praying for him. For Jennifer, who runs everything, because without Jennifer, we're all just going, is the mic on? And then also for Dynamite D, who's just an excellent addition to the show, and we love him. We just want to pray for Don, Jennifer, and Dynamite D on a regular basis. But right now, we're going into a serious portion of text. Matthew chapter 13, and we're actually going to pick it up at verse 18. We have finally arrived at what I've been waiting for just a little bit. We have arrived at the explanation of the four seeds. So we'll start with Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. It says this, and this is Jesus. Now here is the explanation of the story I told you about the farmer sowing grain. Verse 9, the seed that fell on the hard path represents those who hear the good news about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches the seed away from their hearts. Ooh. So we're going to examine this explanation from Jesus because everybody else has their interpretations. Everybody else has got their input. Everybody else got their little thing that they key in on. Here's the key that we're keying in on. Jesus goes, I'm going to tell you what it means. So now I want to hear what Jesus has to say. The first seed that Jesus makes reference to is a seed that falls on a hard path. He clearly states that those people represent people that hear the good news about the kingdom of God, but they just don't get it. From the other gospels of this same parable, we understand these people don't really care about understanding it. And when people have that type of operation in their heart and mind, and they don't care enough to cultivate and to look after and to see the importance, the enemy is enabled because of their rejection to just come and snatch the word away from them. Now people go, well, that's symbolic. Okay, this is Jesus explaining the symbols of the story. So the snatching away, that is not symbolic. That is absolutely what Jesus is teaching. And people are like, what are you trying to say? The devil can take those things out of people's minds? Yes. He doesn't take it out of their elbow. He doesn't take it out of their kneecap. The word of God goes towards the heart and towards the mind. He takes it because they reject it. And if you think that principle doesn't apply to Christians in a certain sense, I find it interesting that people that reject certain parts of the word never seem to stay very consistent in those parts of the word. But that's not for this discussion. That's for another discussion. Let's go to the next seed. So the first seed, people, hard path. That's like throwing seed off of asphalt. Like, bing, bing, bing. Doesn't go nowhere. Doesn't do anything. And then the devil just comes and takes it away. Because those seeds can give life if they take root, right? Then Jesus talks about the next group. He says this in verse 20. The rocky soil represents those who hear the message and receive it with joy. Woohoo! But like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. At first, they get along fine, but they wilt as soon as they have problems or are persecuted. Wow. Listen to that. Jesus explains the first group of people, there's a hard path there. That's like bouncing seeds off the cement, like I said, or off asphalt. It doesn't go nowhere. Nothing happens. And then because it just sits there and nothing happens to it, the devil just comes and takes it away. Why would the devil bother? Because that word can save people. And if they're going to reject it, then they're saying no. And then Jesus talks about this next group. He explains regarding the people who hear the message. It's on rocky soil. So here's a definitive problem. They receive it with joy, and they think it's great. Then he connects those people to young plants that have no roots, no depth. They are surface people who go with the flow on anything that sounds cool.
Yeah, let's just do that. That sounds great. Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Everything seems fantastic in the beginning, but the moment there's a problem, out they go. You know what the saying is from the old time in the media? Can't we all just get along? No, Jesus said, we can't all just get along. That's not how it's going to work. How it's going to work is simply this, and that is the Lord is going to give opportunity for people to respond to the seed, the word of God. And some people, just to be honest, are going to reject it and say, not a chance. Other people are going to surface, say, yes, sounds great. And as soon as there is a problem, as soon as there is a hiccup, as soon as there is a persecution, they reject it. You think, I just don't know anybody like that. I do. I had a chance to witness to one of my best friends from my childhood early on in my faith. I shared the gospel with him. He thought it sounded great. He said yes. He went home. He told his parents. They yelled at him. He said, I'm no longer a Christian. That's exactly what happened. It's like exactly what Jesus talked about happens. It's like, wow, that's just bizarre, right? The third group. Did you hear me sigh right there? I don't know if you heard me go. Third group. You got those two groups. Not the best groups. Nobody wants to be a part of that, right? The third group is the thorny ground that represents those who hear and accept the good news. But all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the cares of this life and the lure of wealth. So no crop is produced. These are not people that reject the word of God. That would be incorrect. These are not people that say no to Jesus. That would be incorrect. These are people that hear it and accept it. They receive it. They receive the good news. Here's the problem. The cares of this life start to choke out the fruitfulness of the word, so it can't produce. Now, here's the real challenge. There's a whole group of scholars on both sides. Are these people saved? Are these people not saved? Are they saved? Are they not saved? You know what Jesus said? Jesus said they received the word, the good news, and the word produced nothing inside of them because the cares of this life and the lure of wealth made it so that nothing can grow. Why is that important? Because even Christians who are part of the 30-60-90 crew or 30-60-100 crew allow in their lives the word to get planted, but then sometimes because of the cares of this life, the word produces no fruit. It gets shut out. And some people think, no, I want to live forever, but man, I'm going to make the best living I can, and people are going to appreciate me because I drive a nice car and have a big house. And that pursuit stifles the word of God. Oh, don't talk about stuff like that, Dave. Yeah, I'm not done talking about that. I'm going to do a trivia question right now, but I'm not done talking about it. So let's do our trivia question. Here we go. Who was termed as the beloved disciple? Was that Philip, John, or Peter? Who was termed as the beloved disciple? If you think you know, and you're in San Diego, and you're in Texas, Dallas, you can call us 972-445-0770. If you are ready to text, you're not ready to talk on the phone, then text us. 214-210-8483. If you're thinking neither of those ideas sound good, I'm just going to email at a distance. Not a problem. David@hemustincrease.org. It's a straightforward question. Who was termed as the beloved disciple? Is it Philip? Is it John? Or is it Peter? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. And also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. So both KBright and KAAM on the line for this trivia question to see if you can get it correct. Okay, back to the text, okay? So now listen, if you're calling, I got to make sure we tell people this because I do mess this up, okay? If you're calling, you got to call the 972-445-0770 number. If you're texting, then you do the 214-210-8483. Okay? All right. Back to the text we go as people are answering this all over the place. Trivia question. Who, in fact, was known as the beloved disciple? Philip, John, or Peter? Which of them? There you go. All right. Again, if you call 972-445-0770. So back to the text. Jesus is talking about people. Yep, we do have somebody calling in, so we're going to give them a chance. See, this is why we do this, because knowing these things are critical. Do we have somebody who's ready? Nope, not ready. Okay.
You hung up too fast, Dad. Okay. Give us a call back.
All right, call back. All right, so here's Jesus talking about people that have the Word of God enter into their lives. So there's a lot of conjecture about how does the Word enter? Do they go to church? Is somebody preaching? Do they hear it on the radio? Does somebody witness? Jesus isn't talking about any of that. What he's saying is that these four people that he's referenced are all going to have this encounter with the Word. And some people who are going to have this encounter, they're going to say, nah, whatever. Bunch of loons. Okay, so therefore, a bunch of loony people, they think the earth is flat, you know, that kind of thing. Then you have this other group of people that are like, I love this idea, eternal life. Who doesn't like eternal life? That's fantastic. But then as they're walking, there's something that comes in their way called a problem. And they're like, you know, I really liked it, but now I don't like it so much. But you know what I like now? Being a vegan. Okay, so, and that just changes to the next thing and the next thing. And then there's this group, and this is the group that always concerns me, the third group, and that is, these are people that receive the Word of God because the cares of this life are so intense, and they're so focused on the earth, the Word is not producing fruit. Yeah, there's this part of me that thinks, and I'm not going to say saved or not saved, I'm not going down that argument. What I am saying is I know for a fact, being a pastor and being a person in church, being a person who's involved in ministry for 45 years, I know for a fact that some people go and they hear the Word and they love it, they embrace it, they totally get into it, and as soon as they get back from Sunday to Monday, they have forgotten it because all of the cares of this world, paying the rent, paying the car, taking care of the kids, making sure everything gets done, just completely dilutes the possibility of the Word producing fruit. And that's what people have to be aware of. That anxiety, that care. You know, if you have a pursuit for money, you're in your own, you're getting ready for your own world of hurt. In 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, Paul takes time to explain that people that do that aren't very bright. And I just want to say this really nicely. He who dies with the most toys still dies and faces God. Okay? Not wins. So here's what I want you to pick up on, okay? You can't go through this walk and allow this in the sense that if you receive the word, if you hear something that's profitable for you to draw closer to the Lord, and then you allow all of the cares and the riches and you allow all the stress to make that word ineffective, that's going to be a little bit on you, isn't it? I think it is. I'm just saying. And then Jesus talks about this, and I love this because people who don't like this, I think it's great. Then Jesus says, he talks about the last group. The good seed represents those who truly accept God's message and produce huge harvests, 30, 60, even 100 times as much has been planted. Well, we know for sure these are Christians, so you might want to argue on number three all you want, but listen to this. This last group, it's what everybody claims to be in, obviously, and good soil is prepped and ready to receive, which is always a good idea, like for when we start reading our Bible. To have your heart prepped and ready to receive. The reception of those seeds is powerful. It represents people whose hearts truly accept God's message and they're using it in their lives. What I find fascinating is that it's 30, 60, or 100-fold. It's superbly fascinating to understand that in light of the individual experiences with individual seeds, sometimes we get a good amount out of it and use it, and sometimes we get a great amount out of it and use it, and sometimes we just so embrace it that we breathe it and live it. And that happens to you and me and every other person that's a genuine Bible-believing, born-again Christian. Sometimes you get something in the Word and you're like, that is so cool. I'm going to use that. And it produces some of the stuff. Some people, when they hear something in the Word and there's something that's it's touched, they'll even take it and put it on their car. I'm going to put this reminder everywhere. I'm going to remember this. And then some people embrace it so deeply that they pray about it for the rest of their Christian walk because it's that important. And you think, well, how many 100% all the time 100%ers are there? I don't know. I've never met one. But I'll tell you what I have met. I have met a lot of people who are 30, 60, and 100 and are dipping their foot into the third group by saying the cares of this life are just taking away all the power and the fruit that the Word can produce. So here's what my encouragement is. I'm not going to let myself or you or anybody else read more into it or less into it. When we have the Word of God in our lives, which, by the way, is alive. It's not just a message. It's a living message that can alter the way you walk every single day. And if you want evidence for that, Jesus is called the Word of God. So I'll just ask you, did Jesus alter the way you walk? Well, yes, he did. And so that word, how you receive it, it's important because one of the worst things that happens for Christians is they hear a truth, they love it, and they don't use it. It's funny because a little bit of each group goes into individuals who are true and faithful. Sometimes people hear the word and they kind of have a hard heart about the situation. Some people hear the word, and because they're so shallow, it has no value. Some people hear the word, and it's because they're just so consumed with anxiety, nothing comes from it. So what you don't want to do is to be in all three groups, or all four groups. That's what you don't want.
Pick one.
That's right. Pick a group, stick in there, and don't go vacillating back and forth, okay? Just stick in a group. It is true that you'll have some things that'll come out more 30% and some things that'll come out more 60%. But I just want to say 30, 60, or 100 times what goes in, that's pretty good, right? That's what you want to be along. So when you hear the word, I know it's goofy because you got this radio show and we do it goofy and so on and so forth. But there's oftentimes one thing specific or something more than one thing that God speaks to you and touches your heart with. Guess what? Write that down. Hang on to that. That's important. Make that a part of your process. Right? Don't let the things that are around you distract you from producing fruit. I do think it's important to understand that when the word is preached, the devil is active. Better catch that one, because that's an important one to catch, right? Okay. All right, got our truth. Isn't that great? It's like, come on. That's not great. That's okay. All right, who was termed the beloved disciple? Was it Philip, John, or Peter? And the answer is, here's Johnny. So it's John. It was on John chapter 13, verse 23 is the answer. John was known as the beloved disciple. So excellent job, the one everybody taking guesses and trying to get there. That's a toughie. And I just want to say, if you are in San Diego, you can listen to our show through the HeMustIncrease.org website. You can keep on listening on the app, the K-Brite 1240 app for K-Brite's shows, which we love and think are fantastic. If you're in Dallas, you just hang out with us. We're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
This is really cool. Still in Hebrews, but this is towards the end, and I'm kind of pushing through into chapter 8. It says this, Jesus did this once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who are weak, but the promise of the oath, which came after the law, appoints a son who's been perfected forever. Now, the main point of what is being said is this. We have this kind of high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary, and the true tabernacle that was set up by the Lord and not men. Two really cool, quick points. Number one, the priesthood for mankind based on the earth has weakness in it. Jesus doesn't have weakness. He's perfect. I would rather have somebody who is perfect in everything he does praying for me than somebody who's loaded with weakness. It's not that I don't want people with weakness praying for me. I just would have, if I'm given a preference, I'd rather have the full meal and not bits and pieces. Okay? That's number one. And then number two is this.
This is the best one.
The high priest, and you got to think about this. Jesus prays for you. Jesus intercedes for you, so to speak. He petitions for you is really what we would say. When the high priest on earth petitions for you, where is he? He's in the sanctuary, right? A copy of the things that are made that represent what's actually in heaven. When Jesus intercedes for you, where is he? He's actually in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making that intercession for you in the actual temple, not a copy of the temple, actually next to God the Father, not symbolically next to God the Father. So when Jesus intercedes for you, he's right next door. That's the kind of high priest that is powerful. You think he's got the Father's ear, so to speak? I say yes. The answer is yes.
The David Spoon Experience.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.